All right. You're listening to the Roto Experts in the Morning here on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, XM 87, Sirius 210. I am Scott Engel, Managing Director of RotoExperts.com. I am the king. I am fantasy. And anybody who listens to this program knows that our soundtrack every day is the music of Ace Frehley and what a big fan I am of him. And why am I naming my fantasy football team's names like Trouble Running? And my fantasy NASCAR team is named Fractured Mirrors. And people ask me, Scott, why didn't you set your lineups yet this week? I said, there's no way I can set my lineup right now. You don't have to do it till Sunday. And I have to read Ace Frehley's new autobiography, No Regrets, which is available now. I've been waiting for this book for a long time, and it is a real pleasure and an honor to welcome Ace Frehley to the Roto Experts in the Morning. Ace, great to see you.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I was at the show at B.B. King's last Wednesday. You're touring now. You're doing a lot of book signings across the country. We already announced where they would be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've already dug into the book, and I got to tell you, you know, anybody who's not just a Kiss fan, but like a rock and roll fan has to read a book where like a chapter is titled Cough Syrup, Fish Sandwiches, and Voodoo.
We had fun with the titles for the chapters, yeah. A lot of them were actually rewritten once I re-edited the chapters. But, you know, the books, it's a fun read, you know. It's about a lot of the craziness that, you know, transpired over the years, you know, with Kiss and me without Kiss with my own band, Frehley's Comet, the Ace Frehley Band, and car accidents, drug overdoses, crazy women, crazy parties, you know. You name it, I've lived it.
And getting revived by McDonald's fish sandwiches by Eddie Trunk, too, right? That's a great story.
That was great. He helped me with that one a little. My memory was a little shaky on that one. But
yeah, I know Eddie and you are good friends. You know, I've seen just about every one of your New York shows in the last 20 years, and I was at B.B. King's last Wednesday, and you're at a great point in your life, and you say in this book that you're really at a great point in your life. You've always had a guardian angel watching over you, and I see you on stage, and you can see you're just at a great point in your life, and this book is very personal. It seems like you poured your heart and your soul into it.
You know, it came from the heart. I didn't want, you know, like so many other rock stars, you know, they have ghostwriters write the book and, you know, just let it go out. You know, I actually spent 6 months rewriting the book, you know, with my assistant, John Ostrowski, and put, you know, all the stories in my own words. And I think it's gonna, you know, pay off. I think everybody who reads it's gonna say, wow, that sounds like Ace talking.
It does. It's a very well written book. You know, I read a lot of biographies and they're kind of hackneyed. You know, you got some good writers who collaborated with you on this. And it's a story of not just the Kiss and rock and roll star, but Ace Frehley the person. Like at one point in the book you say, I used to tell my friends off stage, you know, don't call me Ace, call me Paul.
Yeah. Well, my given name is Paul Frehley.
Right.
And you know, there were points in my life where the Kiss machine and, you know, that roller coaster ride I was on, you know, became so insane. Whenever I got off the road, I just wanted to stop being the spaceman because I was starting to lose my own identity. You know, it was crazy.
This is a book that I'm about halfway through, and it really connects with the fans and the opportunity to interview you and tell you, you know, you're a survivor. I feel like I'm a survivor because there were times when I was growing up and it was so rough. You and your music helped me get through a lot of tough times in my life. So it's a pleasure to read and connect with this. And this is a story of a guy who went from basically being in a gang in the Bronx called the Ducky Boys to having his guitar basically enshrined in the whole Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium. When you see something like that, you just look back and you go, wow, you know, the journey that I've taken.
You know, I read the book cover to cover when I got the first advanced copy, and you know, writing the book, you know, you're doing it step by step, but when you read the whole thing all at once, you know, I'm going, wow, that really happened to me, all that stuff, I'm still alive. You know, I thank my lucky stars every day.
And you've gotten to do some terrific things. I know you played sports growing up. There's a great story in there about you playing football for the first time and getting the wind knocked out of you. Yeah. You were pretty athletic growing up, weren't you?
Yeah, I was co-captain of the basketball team, played shortstop, and, you know. But once, you know, that was in a parochial school. Once I left there, I got booted out, and I went to, like, Dewitt Clinton High School. You got 4,000 students, and I'm competing with, you know, God knows how many giant jocks, you know. It was actually perfect timing because I was putting sports on the back burner and putting music on the front burner.